It's still pornographic. It is pornographic. No matter how you look at it.
See,
oh my God.
I can't eat one of those.
Hello. How are ya? Good God, Lou. You sound horrible there.
Old man Cold got a hold of Lou today.
Old man Cold. Old man Winter.
Yeah, he let his guard down. He snuck in on him.
All right. Well, you get your rest. Are you a NyQuil guy, Lou? Do you like to take a lot of NyQuil? Sleep it off?
Chug it.
Chug it. All right.
I drink it like my beer. All right.
Okay, Lou, we'll go over your Oscar picks from last week. Everybody loves your Oscar picks. You had 8 categories. We start with live-action short film. Lou, you picked Henry. The winner was Curfew.
Curfew stunk. I had next.
But on the animated short film, you were absolutely right, Lou. Paper Man was the winner. Good man. Did you see Paper Man? It's pretty good.
Did you see Wreck-It Bruce?
I saw Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph, Wreck-It Ralph, Bruce, whatever.
Wreck-It Bruce was the gay porn version.
Ah, then it was Bruce, B-R-U-T-H.
Animated feature, you picked Paranorman. Good movie, but Brave won.
You know, I don't know why Brave won. It had good clips, but I would have gone with Paranorman.
Yeah, did you like Paranorman?
No, but Tony Pentosi did. He thought it was a riot.
Yeah, it is a riot. It's really wild. Supporting actress, you went against the grain with Sally Field, which I thought was the best performance. Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables won. Okay, go ahead.
I just, you know, Sally should have gotten it.
That's right.
In the remake of The Flying Nun, you know.
I think that should be done.
She's going to be Mother Superior.
I hope so.
And Lindsay Lohan is going to be Sister Betrayal.
Lou, are you pitching that right now in Hollywood?
Yeah, I'm pitching it. I wrote the script.
Leading actress, Lou, you were right on. Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook. Good job. Supporting actor, it was Christoph Waltz in Django Unchained. You picked Alan Arkin in Argo. F yourself.
Yes, I did.
Leading actor, everybody in the country picked Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln. You picked Denzel Washington in Flight. Both superior performances, by the way.
Always the contrarian.
And then, finally, best picture, you picked Life of Pi, you and Ang Lee's mother. And Argo, F yourself, won. Did you see Argo, Lou?
No, but Tina saw it 3 times.
Oh, okay.
And it was outstanding.
All right, there you go. There you go.
And it was incredible because you knew what was going to happen, but you were still riveted.
Yes, even though he made up history in it. Yes, Lou, we can't...
You know what, though, but can you ever replace his, you know, Good Will Hunting?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can, so I didn't want to bother.
He has 2 Oscars. He made a weird speech, Lou. Did you catch his speech?
No, I did not.
All right.
I don't watch podcasts, and I don't watch the Oscars.
All right. You don't listen to podcasts. Watching podcasts.
I don't even know how to get a hold of them. Go ahead.
So baseball starting up, Lou. Any preliminary predictions for our fine Chicago teams?
Well, I think the Cubs are just going to be in a world of hurt again.
All right.
The White Sox, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I know I think they'll probably be a 640, 650 team.
All right.
Hopefully they can make the playoffs.
All right.
Looking for the Kansas City Royals to be the upset team this year.
Okay. We'll do those baseball predictions when the season starts. And now it's time, Lou. Let's get that theme song working. There it is for your No Fork review. Sandwich. Go ahead. What's your No Forks review of the week, Lou?
My No Forks review of the week is Manny's Deli.
Manny's, which is located where, Lou?
Down around Roosevelt, Jefferson, somewhere around there.
I know what you're talking about. And what is on the menu at Manny's that you love?
You know, I went with the standard pastrami sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And it's just loaded. I mean, anybody that knows Manny's is a great place to go. The corned beef is solid. The pastrami was nice and fatty and peppery. It was beautiful. But the meat just outsized the bread. And they serve it to you with a potato pancake. It's just over the top. Wonderful.
There you go.
Four all the way.
Four spills all the way for Manny's pastrami sandwich.
Oh, God, yes.
Now, do you know any of the good delis in New York City for a good brisket or a pastrami or a corned beef? When you go to New York City, do you know any good delis for that?
You know, I've been to Carnegie Deli just because you had to go.
Right.
And, you know, yes, I've gotten the 8-pound sandwich.
Because you have to.
yes. But Manny's is solid. Manny's is right there.
Yeah. Oh, you can definitely get good deli in this burg. So,
where? Tell me, where?
Well, I mean, you mentioned the place.
Oh, delis. Ashkenazi's closed.
Isn't there one in Skokie?
There's nothing in the city anymore.
Isn't there one in Skokie? It's pretty good.
Skokie isn't this burg.
All right, I'm just talking Chicago land.
Oh, and that's like if you're from Schaumburg, you say you're from Chicago.
Lou, let's go to your question of the week.
I'm all here.
All right. What's the best thing you can do right now while we don't have a pope, Lou?
Oh, run wild, right? Didn't Bruno say it's best? No pope, no rules.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll get out of here.
Outstanding week.
You get better, Lou. Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Cured Meat Service. When you need to heal your meat, see Lou. Uptown, downtown, all around in the great city of Chicago. Tell him, Lou.